We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to go down to Coral Gables, and we're going to talk to De'Arik King, the new quarterback for the University of Miami football team. De'Arik, good morning. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's great to have you. And by the way, let's start with a big congratulations as you were named the starting quarterback. Were you surprised? Did you think they're going to wait till camp started? Were you surprised by the coach's decision?
I wouldn't say I was surprised. I've been working my butt off since spring and all offseason. So I'm just grateful for the opportunity. I didn't know when they was going to do it or during camp, after camp, before camp, but I'm just grateful and I'm ready for what's coming.
De'Arik, we got all kinds of news, all kinds of stuff. I know Canes fans are got mixed feelings about Greg Russo opting out. Were you surprised by his decision yesterday?
Greg's a great player, and he's even a better guy off the field, so I wasn't surprised by the decision. At the end of the day, I felt like he had to do what's best for him, and I think he made a good decision, and I support him 100%. Happy for him.
De'Arik, this is the first time we're talking to you. What was part of the decision or the biggest part of your decision to come down here and play football in Coral Gables?
It's a great university. It's a lot of history behind our program. It's a lot of talent on this team, playing with a great defense, a defensive coach. I know the defense is going to be pretty good every single year. And ultimately, Coach Lashley getting hired. He wants the kind of offense that I like to play in, so that's why I decided to come.
Well, let's get into that because it's been a long time, man, since we've had ourselves something like a spread offense and Rhett Lashley and in his last program, he put up a lot of points. When you were at Houston, you used to put up a lot of points. Tell us what we can expect and what makes the spread offense work.
The spread offense in general is a pretty good offense, but I feel like the offense that we are going to run here, so it's going to be a fast-paced offense, taking a lot of shots and being physical, running the ball downhill at people and just playing fast and playing free.
Yeah, let me ask you, you know a little bit of the history recently. Wide receivers haven't put up big numbers, and yet I see where Lashley's been and you've been. You've had wide receivers. Do you have the kind of wide receivers – working with you right now that can put up big numbers and kind of balance everything with a running attack?
Yeah, no doubt. Like I said, I feel like this team has a lot of talent. Maybe in recent years, it hasn't been offense to showcase a lot of people's abilities, and I think we have great guys on our team to do that. So,
Can you tease me a little bit, like Pope, Wiggins, Harley? Come on, tease me. Like one guy you've been throwing with going, damn, that guy can play.
Honestly, all three of those guys have really shown me something. All those guys can run. They run really good routes. So I'm excited to get the ball in their hands and let them make plays, all three of those guys.
And, De'Arik, of course you need the wide receivers on the outside, but the University of Miami also has two really good tight ends, Brevin Jordan and Mallory, also right there in the middle of the field. Is that going to be a fun kind of other option for you also to have both those guys maybe on the field at the same time, probably on the field at the same time, but two big guys to throw the ball to also?
Yeah, no doubt. Having two great tight ends, I think we have the best tight end room in the country. Having Brevin Jordan and Will Mallory, just playing with those guys. Yeah, tight ends are a quarterback's best friend. Third and short, red zone. So, yeah, I'm excited to play with those guys as well.
De'Arik, help me out a little bit. I've heard that everybody says the offense been simple, so guys can really just go out and play and not worry about a lot of things. Also, just is it about one-on-one matchups that you like pre-read on the outside on passing plays, or what's allowed it to be? So is it looking at one guy you like, or it could be anybody, or just tell us what you're thinking is?
Yeah, so like you said, the offense is really, really simple. So it allows guys to go out there, not think too much, and just play free. And also, with the wide splits, it'll be a lot of one-on-one matchups. So we got to win those, and if we do, the sky's the limit for your team.
And what we really like, that other thing you can do that you've already done that we've never had a quarterback here do before, if you ain't open, I'll see you about 30 yards down the field if you're in man-to-man not paying attention. You plan on doing a little bit of that, right?
Yes, sir. No doubt. I feel like that's a big part of my game. So I'll definitely take advantage of it if the defense gives me that. So I'm not afraid to run the ball, and I think I'm pretty good at it.
Obviously, Derek, no one's gone through this before in a pandemic trying to get ready for a football season, but you guys had to do this. Probably the first people ever had to do this, but Zoom meetings, go-to meetings, everything preparing, talking to Rhett, talking to Manny, talking to teammates. How hard has it been, or how tough has it been getting ready for tonight, what would be the first practice to get into this fall season? But how tough has it been preparing during this pandemic?
Yeah, it's been pretty tough, especially just having a new offense and I'm new to the university, so it's been pretty tough. But ultimately, I think we did a pretty good job over the pandemic. Just when we got back from summer workouts, we pretty much been throwing every single day, and I think we did a good job of trying to get on the same page and trying to stay connected through that process.
Derek, you could have gone a lot of different places. Now that you have had a chance to kind of be around and see all the talent on both sides of the football, how good can this team be?
Man, the sky's the limit for this team. When I say that, I really mean it. We have a lot of talent. For now, just focus on putting everything together, and it's becoming the best we can become every single day and putting in the work, no cap.
Let me ask you about the offensive line. We have problems on the O-line through the last couple of years. Is this offense a little easier for offensive linemen because you get rid of the ball so quickly? I've heard that. Is that one thing that could help this offensive line a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. And I'll say this, in the first four practices of the spring, I think the O-line did a really, really, really good job. I think we have a lot of depth because all those guys came back and a year older, so I think they're better. But, yeah, this offense getting the ball up pretty quick. Like I said, it's really, really simple. Taking our shots downfield, getting the ball up quick, so it should help those guys out a lot.
Derek, I can imagine a lot of the times during the season, you know, when practice comes around during the week, it's like, all right, we got practice. We just got to do it. Game on Saturday. You got to be looking forward to now getting on the field for this first practice, getting the season possibly started. This has got to be fun for you, your first practice, but just for all the guys to get together and actually get on the field together.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's been so long since we actually like really, really competed at practice. So I think everybody's excited for today, and it's just the first step to having a great season.
Derek, it sounds like everybody we've talked to said you've come in and really made this your team. And with that, this COVID-19 stuff, and how do you keep young guys that still want to be a little wild, get out and enjoy and do things that young guys do and stay away from and protect yourself from this COVID-19 to get this season in? Is that going to be part of your job this year?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I think the most important thing this year is going to be doing the right stuff and stand protected through this pandemic. So that's the biggest thing.
Do you like the programs they put in place? Not to make you a health expert here, but do you like what they've done so far?
Yes, sir. I love it. I think they're doing everything in their power to keep us safe and to make sure we're protected. So that just clears everybody's head to know we're coming in the building every day and we're protected.
Derek, how do you like Miami so far? By the way, I know you haven't been able to go around. Right, yeah. It's not been your normal, going around town. But now that you're here and you're living here now, how do you like Miami, Coral Gables, the whole atmosphere down here?
Yeah, I love Miami. Like you said, I haven't been able to do much besides like go to the beach and do all that kind of stuff. But I love Miami. It's a great city, and I'm excited to be here and play for the university.
Derek, it sounds like just – talking to everybody, you've been on a little bit of a mission, especially for everybody that says, well, after this, he's a really good athlete. He might have to change positions. Yeah. You're on a little bit of a mission to show everybody, like, no. Those numbers I put up in Houston, I'm going to put up here and show you. I can play this position. You a little bit of a mission this year?
Yeah, for sure. And also, I don't take that as a negative when guys say, oh, he's really an athlete. He might have to play receiver in the pros. But I think I'm a quarterback. I want to play quarterback the next level if it allows me to. And, yeah, I mean, I feel like everybody has something to prove, and I definitely think I have something to prove too.
Don't you feel like now, though, we've seen smaller quarterbacks can play in the league? I mean, we're seeing a lot of guys. I remember it wasn't too long ago, Russell Wilson was too small, and now he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. The first pick a couple years ago out of Arizona, doing just fine. You feel like that's helped a little bit maybe for your situation?
Yeah, no doubt. Russell Wilson, Mayfield, Kyler Murray, all those guys are smaller quarterbacks, and I think that's opening in a lot of people's eyes that you don't have to be the 6'4", 220, 225-pound guy to play the position anymore. You just have to be really good with the ball, accurate, and make good decisions. So that's what I pride myself in.
All right, Derek, you're here in Miami. You're basically new here to the listening audience, obviously, on the football field. Everyone will be excited to see you. I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. Are you a coffee guy at all? Do you drink coffee?
I do not drink coffee. No, sir.
Okay, so you haven't tried Cuban coffee yet?
No, sir, I haven't. But I heard it's really good. I haven't tried it, though.
Right, listen, yeah, man, if they get you drinking that Cuban coffee, don't drink a lot. Right. I've been on TV and got the sweats in the middle of it from drinking too much of that stuff. Be careful, man. That stuff's the closest thing to being illegal right there. Be careful.
You'll see, Derek, they put it in the little shot cup. They do it because they have to put it in that little shot cup for you. All right, so what's your favorite cheat meal? If you weren't you know, getting in football shape and you weren't trying in the season, what's the one cheat meal you go to?
My favorite cheat meal, I love bacon cheeseburgers. It's like my favorite thing to eat. So if I have an off day or something like that, I might get a bacon cheeseburger, plain, nothing on it, just meat and cheese and bacon. That's it. No ketchup, no mustard, anything.
Wow. You fit right in with this show with cheeseburgers. Bunch of fat guys. That's good, man. That's good.
Right, so you're allowed to get dessert with that. What dessert are you getting?
Oh, dessert. My favorite dessert is strawberry cake. I love strawberry cake. I could eat that every single day if I could.
Are you a video game guy?
I play Madden and Call of Duty.
That's it. Okay, good. That's good to know. Anyway, what about binging TV shows? You binge any TV shows?
Man, I binge a lot of TV shows on
what's
Netflix
your favorite
and Hulu.
TV show? Yeah, what's your favorite? What's your go-to?
My favorite TV show right now would have to be The Chi. It's on Amazon Prime, and it's about a guy in Chicago, so I like that a lot.
Right, that's good. So what about favorite movie? You can only watch one movie the rest of your life. What's it going to be?
My favorite movie of all time is Law Abiding Citizen.
Wow, very nice. Look at that.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what, Derek? This has been very impressive.
Right,
it came
very
out quickly.
Impressive.
Yeah,
right,
you didn't have to think about it.
The last thing I was going to ask you, but I think you answered it earlier, are you a beach guy because you're in the right place if you like going to the beach?
I like the beach. I love nature. I love outdoors and just seeing God's creation. So, yeah, I think I would say I'm a beach guy. Yes, sir.
All right. That's good.
Well, listen, Derek.
Get to know Derek a little bit, right?
We're looking forward to seeing this thing get going. I know everybody's been waiting for college football to get kicked off, and hopefully we'll be able to get the whole thing in here. Good luck to you. We really appreciate you coming on with us this morning. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.